Good morning, 740 News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and everything's going great this morning unless you're trying to get into Pensacola from Pace. And I'm sorry about that. We got another accident today at Scenic and Highway 90, and it's jacking up all the traffic going westbound, so go another way. I just got a report, and somebody said, yeah, you can't take Bell Lane to Sanamit anymore because that's all jacked up, too, so go straight to Avalon. Or, you know, jump ahead to Jimmy's Third Level Solution Quintet. Or...
That's what I recommend.
Yeah. Anyway, Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you, sir.
Hey, good morning. I'm sitting here at the foot of the 3 mile bridge, and traffic on it is perfect. Just having to, got to throw a good one in there somewhere.
But is that good, or is that just a stabbing people in the back on Highway 90 who, you know, poking them in the eye?
No.
But
no,
it is...
not at all, because we've had issues before on the bridge, especially if something happens at Chase and Bayfront, and it recently did. But to sit here and look at the smooth traffic on the 3 mile is nice to see.
And it is true that highway, like a 3 mile bridge has been clear for the last couple of days, and I-10, fingers crossed, hasn't had an issue in several days. So those folks are looking at Milton like, ha-ha, it's you. Anyway, stuff that has taken place, speaking of where your location is, you're very close to that Paparazzi nightclub. We had a shooting there on Sunday, and you guys have now made an arrest. What's interesting about this is the number of non-PPD agencies that were all working together on this arrest, right?
Yeah, so here's the situation there. Chief Randall wants to make it perfectly clear to the community and to those who are picking up the guns and using the guns that this sort of behavior is not going to be tolerated in the city of Pensacola. He has absolutely no issue with calling anyone and everyone he needs to assist in those investigations. And it worked out. We made an arrest very quickly in this incident, and that person is now off the street.
So... just maybe, because I was curious about this too, like why particularly was DEA and FHP and the U.S. Marshals, why were all of those different agencies involved? Because, again, my layman's perception is those agencies only get involved for specific reasons. The DEA, obviously, for narcotics or drug enforcement. The U.S. Marshals for some kind of a federal law or the apprehension of an escaped person. I mean, maybe I'm wrong about why they get involved, but you tell me.
No, you're absolutely right, but I can't say exactly why because the investigation is still ongoing,
okay,
and it could compromise the investigation. So suffice it to say, when those agencies are involved and you know what they do, you can kind of connect the dots and see why we need help from those agencies at points in investigations like this.
Okay, see, that's what I wondered, is if there wasn't something much broader involved here, because, you know, particularly those federal agencies, I think they're just for these reasons, and if they're involved, it must mean that there's something else in the offing besides just the shooting. So I appreciate that. That makes sense to me. We had a smallish sort of caravan yesterday of anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian protesters. What, about 10 cars driving from Community Maritime Park to Palafox? Is that right?
Yeah, it was about, I'd say, 10 or 15 vehicles. Everything was peaceful, and you know, historically, we've had protests in Pensacola before, and they've all been peaceful, and we understand their right to do that. In fact, we'll protect that right for them to express themselves like that, and everything was good yesterday.
Well, I will say, except for that time that the protester interfered with the car, and then the car drove through the line, and the guy climbed on the hood of the car and rode across 3 Mile Bridge. I remember that.
Yeah, see... yeah, there's always got to be one, but yeah, that individual faced charges for that. So
yeah.
Again, that's something that once things get out of hand like that, or if a rock is thrown or something like that, it becomes violent. That's something that we will not tolerate, and we will step in and do our jobs.
And waving flags and expressing a message is fine as long as they're not. I mean, horn honking, as we've talked about many times, technically cannot be used for the purpose of, you know, expressing your frustration or something like that. But I'm assuming that they were peaceful in all the other ways and therefore no issue. Just people expressing their opinion in a car.
Absolutely. They were peaceful yesterday and everything went fine.
By the way, you'll find this entertaining. I don't know if anybody else will, but on my phone, I have all different kinds of various audio things from over the years. And for some reason, I listen to MP3s on my phone all the time. And the next one up in my list of things is always that 911 call. So I must have heard that 911 call 100 times of the guy calling 911 for the protester on his hood. It's the default next thing that plays on my phone. We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer from the Pensacola Police Department. Department. You guys have the narcotics analyzers that the Santa Rosa sheriff, I think, had gotten them maybe first or implemented them first. I know Escambia's got several of them, but you guys have them, but they're not rolled out just yet because you're still training?
Yes, we've got to get the training completed on our officers with those devices, and we will roll them out as quickly as possible, and we'll let you know when we do that.
Very good. Another just kind of update, and I know the mayor talked about this in his press conference, but seems like it's been a bit of a teeth pull to get the operational North Satellite Campus at the PSC actually up and running so that you can, what, it's all the electronics, it's access to the room, it's security. What's the hang up?
Well, it's the IT portion of it. There, you know, we've been, our IT department at the city has been extremely busy, and for various reasons, as you know, and we have to put things in priority. And right now, is getting things up and running and as smooth as they were before the issue happened. You know, at City Hall and the police department and other parts of the city, and they will eventually get to the North End facility that we have. Now we're able to go in there and do things, but without the computers, without the ability to upload body cam footage and things like that, there's just no need for us to be there just yet. But that's going to come online, and we're going to be glad to see it when it does. And again, once it does, we will notify the media and let you know that it's up and running.
Fantastic. I did want to ask you about this enforcement of the noise ordinance that the mayor said is supposed to start today. Typically, I know in the past, and when a new law comes into place, you're much more about getting compliance than you are about writing citations, especially because then there's paperwork and difficulty. But warnings are typically the first phase. But this is not a warning situation. This is a writing a citation immediately situation. Tell me what's going to happen.
Well, this is not new. These laws have been on the books. The difference is the DIB is going to pay officers in an off-duty capacity to concentrate on the downtown area. Now, I want to be clear that this can happen anywhere. Any Pensacola police officer anywhere in the city can stop a vehicle if the music's too loud or if they're revving their engine, they can the pipes blast anywhere in the city and write the same citation.
Okay, so it's the reason it's interesting is just because DIB is paying for the off-duty police officers to specifically patrol with this intent in mind. But as you say, anybody, anytime could do this exact thing if they're a deputized police officer, right?
Yes. You know, nobody wants to come to Palafox, and a lot of these restaurants have outdoor seating, and nobody wants to come down there and hear the loud music. And they don't want to hear the noise from the mufflers. And sometimes the music and mufflers are so loud that it rattles windows, and people on the inside of these businesses hear that. Nobody wants to hear that sort of thing. And, you know, we've got one of the finest racetracks in the country out on Pine Forest Road. If you want to hear loud cars and fast cars, that's the place to go do it, not Palafox Street.
And, I mean, you're in the racing business. You are very fond of speed and loud, just not on Palafox, not in violation of the law. And by the way, this is not just mufflers. This is also going to be loud stereos, I assume, because that's a law that passed last year, I think it was.
Yeah, so if we can hear it within 25 feet of the car, you're in violation. So, and a lot of people spend a lot of money putting systems in their cars that are very, very loud, and they do that to get attention, and unfortunately, it's going to get our attention, and we're not going to put up with it downtown, and the mayor and the police chief has made that very clear, and starting today, citations are going to be written. So just turn it down, and, you know, people are going to ask questions about Harleys and things like that that come from the factory that are loud, and we get that, but you can take a Harley straight from the factory that does have loud pipes and cruise on Palafox Street without throwing in neutral and revving that engine. And you're not in violation when you do that. So we know the difference. It's obvious when that sort of thing happens. And starting today, if people want to put it in neutral and rev that engine or crank up that that music system, we're going to have to write citations for that.
Now, just to be clear, if they crank up the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Mike Wood, that's okay, though, right?
Look, you know, there's some things that I know not to comment on, and that's one of them.
Perfect. That's just public service, right? That's all that. You have a cop myth for me today, Mike?
Yeah, I do, and it has to do with what we're just talking about. And the myth is that police officers don't have arrest powers or the ability to write citations when they're in a, quote, off-duty capacity like they are when they're being paid by the DIB, and that's totally not true. So the moment that an officer is sworn in, that starts everything. They are sworn. They can write tickets. They can make arrests. They can do whatever they need to do. even in an off-duty capacity. And it doesn't matter whether they're in uniform or not. If they need to effect an arrest, they just have to identify themselves as being a sworn law enforcement officer in the state of Florida. So when we say we're downtown writing citations in an off-duty capacity for the DIB, that means nothing. The only thing that means is that we're being paid by someone other than our normal paycheck through the city. So we have the same powers of arrest. We have the same ability to write citations. We're just being paid by someone other than the city of Pensacola at that point. That's the only difference.
Yeah, I thought it was a good comment the mayor made about this the other day, is what would be the value of hiring off-duty cops if off-duty cops couldn't be cops? You know, that's you know, what's the value of going to the Walmart and having a security guard there, going to Seville and having a security, you know, off-duty cop there if they can't do their normal cop stuff? I mean, and by the way, this is, you know, we've talked about this a few times in the past, but, you know, people maybe don't understand. This is an enhancement to the police powers. The police force is glad to have private employers because you guys love to get the extra money and the extra shifts. The business or whomever it is that's hiring you gets the extra law enforcement, and the force itself gets the benefit of having the laws enforced, which means that they don't have to show up to calls from the on-duty police officers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been working off-duty in bars downtown for years and years. And can you imagine how tied up patrol would be if the officers weren't there, if they had to answer disturbance calls and things of that nature downtown at the bars? They would be incredibly busy. So it's a win-win for everybody involved to have officers working in an off-duty capacity at certain locations.
We did get a text in. Somebody says that you did say loud music and exhaust, not talk radio. So we're clear. Also, somebody else asked the question, what about motorcycles with their loud stereos, which, of course, nowadays they have them in helmet or whatever, but a motorcycle can't have a very loud stereo. The rule is 25 feet, right?
It's 25 feet, yeah. So, you know, just on Palo Fox, if you want to hop up on the interstate, if you want to, just don't on Palo Fox Street. That's all we're asking. Palo Fox, Jefferson, that area down in there, just keep it down. And that way you won't have to meet one of us, and everybody will be happy. It'll be a good day.
Very good. Last quick question for you, Mike, before we let you go. What do you think about my idea to get a local area traffic dozer to push cars off the side of the road in a pinch? Maybe we can deliver it via helicopter or something to bad locations.
Yeah, okay. Here's another one of those instances where I know I don't need to comment.
Aww. All right, I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, as always, man, I appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.